Hi, it's Tiffany. I'm Mom.
And Nikki's stepmom. And this is Blended Matters.
Hashing out with you dual perspectives of co-parenting and modern day families. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Blended Matters. It's Nikki and I here today in my kitchen together.
We kicked the kids out to the other house, so it is quiet.
We are less than 6 feet apart, but let us describe why, define why.
We've got kids going back and forth, so we consider each other family is the reality. They tell you you don't have to social distance from your family, and we're family.
We are family, and our kids are going back and forth. We are still communicating. Obviously, if one of us were to get sick from this whole thing, we would reevaluate. But at this point, we have considered our two households as one, really, as much as we can with this new thing that we're all facing.
We, a lot of you may have noticed that we've been pretty quiet on social media, and we love the people that have, we've gotten people checking in. Hey, are you guys coming back? And we are, obviously we're here, but we needed to take a second and get our bearings together.
Yeah. There was a lot of traveling for work for me. There was some traveling with volleyball. There was some traveling with a work trip where I turned around and drove back home when all of the mayhem was going on in the country. It started while I was out of town. And so came home and sort of got our bearings straight again.
And so we do have quite a few podcasts that we've talked about doing, but we wanted to take a minute and just kind of check in with what's on everyone's mind right now. And obviously coronavirus and COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it, stay home mom becoming a teacher is what is on everyone's mind right now. And this is just kind of what we wanted to check in with you on.
Yeah, we are here doing our thing. And, you know, daily just listening to the news together, reaching out to each other, saying, oh my gosh, did you hear this? You know, as the developments come with school, as the developments come with our neighborhood, our state. And I would say that Nikki is top of my list for people that I'm reaching out to right now to stay in constant communication with everything because our children are heavily affected by this.
And for those of you that don't understand, we do live really close to each other. I'm a runner, so I can put everything into miles pretty easy. It is 0.32 of a mile. Yes, I know that because if I do it back and forth and back, it's just under a mile.
Really?
So it is 0.32 of a mile. And so our kids, we've kind of just got some open door policies right now. So we are constantly communicating with each other about what's going on with kids and who's going where. And
yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind, honestly. And I think we're really truly sometimes taking even an hour at a time with announcements coming with school being closed even longer. Initially, when we first got the notice that school was going to be closed, it was a 2-week closure. And so we sort of started speaking over those 2 weeks as a lot of my work was getting canceled. I knew I'd be home a lot. And
we are in Utah. So yeah. I know there were a few people that got word before, a few states and stuff that got word before us, but it seems like a lot got word about the same time as us.
Yep. Right around the same time as us. Seemed like everybody was kind of going through the same thing. And so we realized we had a 2-week closure and we just sort of immediately started talking about, what do you want to do? How are we going to do the schedule? Because we normally are on a 2-2-5. The girls have consistent days at both houses. We alternate every weekend.
But even on top of that, with volleyball, that schedule's been a little off because we are rotating through tournaments and those obviously got canceled as well.
Yep.
So yeah, we had a rethink schedule altogether.
Yeah, we were flexible a lot this month with a lot of travel and work and kids and volleyball. And so when this just sort of got thrown into the mix, we were like, oh, okay, here we go. And it really did throw us for a little bit of a loop, but not terrible, because I think we have learned how to be flexible over the years. And so I think there was one small conversation where we just said, okay, what do you want to do here? And we realized that, again, as this whole blended family thing starts continuing to come together for all of us over the years, the kids come first.
And we did. We asked the kids what they want to do. And the 9-year-old, Autumn, is flexible. She is always like, whatever. She loves being big sister, so she loves it when she's at my house hanging out with the kiddos. Addie wants a little bit more structure. She's a teenager, and it changes a little bit. So the only really request we got was just not every day back and forth.
And at first I thought, for my own sanity. I don't want to go 2 days without my kids in this whole isolation thing because I'm a really social person. And I thought, oh, that feels overwhelming for me. And I got really sad about it. But then when my daughters both said, we don't really want to go back and forth every day, I was like, okay, you know, we'll just figure it out. And flexibility again, sort of, so we're taking it really one day at a time and one emotion at a time.
And we are not on complete house lockdown yet. I know there are quite a few places that are. So we have been able to get out and go for walks, and which has been nice that even when the girls have been at our house, we've come over and picked up Tiffany and we've gone for a walk around the neighborhood. And so we are each other's social network. So yeah, you got to get it.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing that's really interesting is somebody would have said, and I wrote this in a post on Instagram just yesterday, but if somebody would have told me even just a couple of months ago that in a few months, your adult contacts are going to be your ex-husband and his wife, Nikki, I would have been like, stop it. And I love, I really do enjoy my time with you. Absolutely. And I'm grateful. Like I can look at that now and go, okay, I'm really grateful. Like I do have an adult contact, a friend through this whole thing that we're kind of in it together. And, you know, we've just made the best of it.
And we have. And it started as soon as the store started to get crazy. You know, we were talking back and forth over who was buying what and making sure the kids' food was stocked. We do have an allergy kid. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure she had plenty of food and options were there because it's a little bit harder if stuff really gets scarce. And so we have worked together on all of it.
Yeah. And it's reaching out, hey, I'm heading to the store. Do you guys need anything at your house? What can I get for you? I'm out of this. What do you have? So we do have the benefit of having both of these houses that are stocked and good and safe for the kids right now. And also, you know, there is the silver lining in this is that we're not in one house. The girls have that flexibility to go back and forth between the two homes and have a change of scenery. And we get a break. And I know there's a lot of parents out there who aren't getting a break right now. And for those of you that are listening that are in that position, we see you too. You don't.
I don't. You I have don't a 3-year-old following me around saying, mom,
you probably
mom,
get a little mom. Bit of help when the kids are there.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're probably like, are the girls going to come over and help? A little bit, maybe. I don't know. But even the other day, you know, I did a little project and the youngest sibling,
Nora, is Nora. 3.
She came over and helped and she wanted to hang out and stay. And my oldest wanted to go over to her dad. So I had Autumn and her younger sister and my older daughter was over with you guys. And we just sort of tag teamed that afternoon because it was what they needed. Yeah. And they were happy with that.
That has been our big focus about what they need. And as we get deeper into school, what they need is also parents that can teach them. And thankfully we've got Rory to do Addie's math.
Yeah.
I sat down to do Autumn's math today. Fourth grade's about the extent of my ability.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the math brain. So it's a good thing that we do have Rory in the mix to help out with that. But we have been doing massive amounts of art in our home because that's my forte. So that's what we've been focusing on and reading, lots of reading and books and also just the communication though between, you know, Nikki is super helpful. She's much more the organized one of the bunch. And so she's reaching out, making sure, hey, did you get the email from the teacher? And this, and it's always been helpful to keep us all on the same page. And there's a lot of communication going back and forth. And the biggest thing I can say again is we're just making sure that these kids make it through this because it's hard enough on the adults. The kids don't understand all the emotions that are coming in. And yesterday was a day full of emotions. We were announced that our school start would be delayed another month. And both of my kids, my oldest daughter wrote a letter to coronavirus telling it to stop being a bully. She wanted to see her friends and it was mean that it was killing people. And my youngest cried and said she just missed her friends. And so, you know,
I am so glad her teacher did the Zoom today. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know what Zoom is, it's a just conference call ability on the computer.
So I feel like the whole world is going to know Zoom before this is over.
So she got to see all of her little fourth grade friends and it made all the difference in her spirits today.
Oh, her little heart just lit up. She was there with her teacher. I got a little bit teary-eyed just watching the whole thing go down. But that's the beauty of it. There's, you know, are you seeing some silver linings in all of this? Not with just within our family. I mean, let's talk about the silver linings in our family. Let's talk about what we're seeing that we're going to maybe take from this experience and use down the line that'll benefit us?
I would just say the big thing is these kids are going to have memories together.
Yeah.
There is no way around it. We are having Nerf gun wars on the daily at our house. Riker goes through the house and hides all of the Nerf guns and bullets, and he plays Fortnite with his sisters. And they're going to have some memories. They're not all going to be bad. That's for sure.
No, I'm seeing that too. Definitely. We're cooking more. We're playing more games. We're definitely, the hustle and the bustle is slowed down. We're not running to and from practices all of the time. It seems like we're not so consumed.
With everything slowing down, I feel like I have less time. I'm getting less and less time.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I realized this morning, like, I haven't gotten my books to my accountant and he's been asking me for them.
Yeah.
And I just, my days.
Well, when they're at school, it helps. So thank you, teachers. I used to be a high school teacher, so I'm trying to pull deeply from those few years that I taught but I have so much mad respect. And this is the thing that I am realizing too. And this is a little bit of a silver lining buried in this, is my kids miss school so much. And they're seeing the value of school so much that when they go back, they're going to be so stoked and ready to see their teachers and their friends and all the fun things that come with that. But yeah, there's some silver linings in the family just with realizing that, you know, even when we come up against a wall, you know, I reached out to Rory. I was like, what are we going to do? And he's like, we're going to figure it out. That's, you know, you're the mother of
my only option.
Yeah. You're the mother of the girls and we're going to figure it out. And so, you know, there's been a lot of, even though I don't have a spouse and there are days that it feels very overwhelming and daunting for me as a single mom, I still know that we're a team. You know, I'm not doing this by myself. And we have three parents on all these kids. And I think that's the silver lining I'm really starting to see more and more, you know, because now it's being tested.
And beyond our silver linings, you know, we've watched the Instagram and social media because it's our social right now, especially. Mm-hmm. But it's been so great to see other people's silver linings. I've noticed so many other families coming together. And there was one in particular where it was a newly separated family and he moved back in and they are working it out. And he's not moving back in for good, but he wanted to be there to help with everything. And I think that is so fantastic.
Yeah, that is amazing. That really is amazing. And I'm seeing also on my side on Facebook too, I'm seeing countless posts. It seems like a lot of people are sort of, I wouldn't say coming out of the woodworks, but also sort of letting it be known that they're working really well in their co-parenting dynamic and that they're happy that the other person is in the picture and that they're able to, you know, communicate it well for the kids. It seems that that is the overall tone that I'm noticing. I don't see as much bashing right now. And I often see a lot of bashing.
It's fantastic because we've talked about this before, how frustrating it is to see all the bashing and to see we're obviously moms and to see the stepmoms frustrated with the bio moms and the bio moms frustrated with the stepmoms. And it gets a little disheartening to me. And so I've loved seeing that kind of been put to the wayside for a bit.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess if I could give anybody a challenge, because let's say that there's some learning curves buried in all of this, is maybe during this time when he's find some ways to sort of drop some of the things that may be classified as petty or not necessary arguments and really start bring it down to the basic of, you know, what is the best for these kids and the family and their sanity, because truthfully, we don't know how long we're going to be in this. And above and beyond that, what emotional ramifications are going to be, these kids are going to be dealing with the lack of social, you know, we're not quite sure. So every single day that you can give your children that are involved in your blended family dynamic peace in their hearts, that everybody is doing this together, I think is going to be one of the greatest things that you can give your children during all of this.
Yeah. For kids that don't have parents that are getting along, I was thinking about this the other day, how hard that would be where you don't have any escape right now. You're home. So if you're just stuck with seeing that, how hard that's going to be. And it's so non-escapable.
Yeah.
And for those kids, that's got to be rough. And so it does. I do challenge you, put your differences aside right now.
And not even the, I mean, here's the thing too, is maybe it's not even your differences. Maybe there is some other things in there that, like my oldest daughter the other day was like, I don't want to be here at my house. And I was like, because I'm lonely. It's hard, you know? And she just said, there's more to do at dad's. And there was probably a lesson in that for me where, you know, before I may have said, well, you're at mom's house and we're going to figure this out but right now that's not what I want.
It's not worth the fight right now.
It's just not even a fight. And that's the thing. It's the ability to be able to call you guys and be like, Addie doesn't want to be here right now. And she wants to come over there. There's a little bit more for her to do. Whether or not we're going to have to tackle this at the end of this and kind of go back to really structuring that, you know, now you're at mom's or now you're at dad's, or maybe we'll adopt a little bit more of a flow, but every single day I'm learning from this. And if my child feels that she's going to get some peace at her dad's house, okay. Yeah. I mean, but not using against the other parent too and saying that, hey, I'm going to set up all of these fun things here so they're not going to want to go to the other parent's house or whatever. But, you know, encouraging them to go to the other parents also.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't just left at, sure, just come on over to dad's. It was discussed and we figured out a middle ground with that, I felt like.
Yeah, it did. So, and obviously there was some questions that I had is this what was, you know, are we on the same page here? But ultimately right now, I feel like those differences, if there's anything, we're just kind of like, what's going to work best here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I keep saying I'm going to be really interested to see in a few years, all of the social studies that come out of this, the kids that have, they're either like super attached to their family or they hate their family or it's all going to come back to, well, I was locked in a house with them for weeks.
I'm more thinking what's going to happen on the relationship side, because you know, right, in China, they're saying that the divorce rate went up after they were stuck in the house.
I'm not surprised.
We may be dealing with a little bit of more blended family dynamic in a couple of years from now.
I kept thinking of all the jokes as Rory decided now would be a good time to hurry and get the house, like all the little repairs done and get it up on the market. And that's strenuous enough on a couple. Let's do it while we're locked in the house and can't escape from each other. Oh,
I don't even know if I should mention the divorce bathroom. we never did well doing any kind of repairs together. So I'll just say this. I'm grateful that you and I. So yeah, no, I think that that's going to be an interesting, everything that's going to come out of this. And so that's kind of always buried in the back of my mind of every decision I'm making, is this for the greater good? And I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'm thinking, is this going to be harder to undo? Is this, but for the most part, I'm following the motions. And I think because we have already laid the groundwork of having a friendship and, you know, having some communication, especially with blended since it started.
I think the biggest groundwork we've laid down though, is the question that we run everything through, is what's best for the kids?
Yeah.
I think having that as our forefront of how we make our decisions has made a lot of this easier.
Yeah.
That wasn't a brain switch for us. That was already there.
Yeah. But here, you know, we both want the kids whenever they want to be there. And so they know that they're wanted at both homes.
Yeah.
And we try not to use that against them either, in that but I want you here. And there are times that I've said that. I'm totally guilty of saying, oh, I don't want you to go, don't leave or whatever. But within this, you know, the thing that's kind of cool is we both know for at least a few weeks, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And
that's for sure.
And I love knowing that, like, there's an open door policy. If they want to come over, they can come, and vice versa.
And I love that open door policy doesn't come with me having to drive them.
Yeah, they can walk. Yeah, we're getting better at them now that it's a little bit warmer outside.
Sun is out. Go ahead, take a walk. You need the fresh air anyways.
Yeah. So hopefully we continue staying healthy. We hope your families continue to stay healthy. And we do our part in finding a way to, you know, keep the spread of this, and that we're able to get back to our quotation normal lifestyle sooner than later.
And we would love to hear more from you guys on how you're keeping your normal and how you're keeping your kids sane and
yourself sane.
Yeah.
Because have you broken down yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sobbing in the kitchen last night, I think. I was like, school doesn't start till May 1st. This is just wow.
And even though it doesn't start till May 1st, I'm trying to also keep it in my brain that it still might not even start then.
I don't think there are a lot of states. I wonder if we're not going back till the fall.
Yeah.
We'll see. And even then.
I keep trying to gear up Addie for that too, because she's like, on the last day of school, can I have my friends sign this and sign this? And I keep saying, honey, you may have already had the last day of school.
I know. And it breaks my heart because she had a late start this year. So she didn't start six weeks late due to construction. So her eighth grade year has been shot.
But because of that, her school is on top of it for the online learning.
Oh yeah. They already knew. She knew exactly what to do. She was totally dialed in. But we had in my daughter's fourth grade teacher, is the best, the best, the best. And we absolutely love him. And so she's a bit devastated about not being able to kind of go and, you know, we'll see one day at a time.
I'll be honest, I've actually cried more about the teachers than anything. Anytime they send something, a little message, of Riker's teacher sent a video this morning that I've cried.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed at the teachers that we have and their just love for what they do.
Yeah. I saw this post going around on Facebook it was just one of those letters, an open letter written to my students basically. And it was like a teacher saying how I didn't get to say goodbye. And that one, I was like, ugh, it just gutted me because I imagine, I taught dance I owned a studio for 8-9 years and taught high school for years. And I have had the luxury of being a teacher over the years and to just have my students all of a sudden up and gone. And like, if my dance studio wasn't able to come together it would break my heart as a teacher. So for those teachers that are listening to this, you're rock stars.
You are amazing. And we appreciate all you do for the kids. It's so heartwarming to see all of those amazing teachers out there.
Yeah. And we've been grateful and blessed with the ones who really shown up for our kids this year and all of the parents who are also in this together and not, you know, encouraging play dates or get togethers or whatever, and sort of just helping us, because that's also been something that we're like, we don't want to be that parent that continually has to say no. So for those parents that are really in this together to kind of get this over with sooner rather than later, we see you too.
Yes.
And the single parents who are
really struggling just being no adult. Good job.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard when you're just by yourself and you don't have that other adult there to sort of just give you your sanity, really no escape from that. And then also when your kids leave and you are the only person. And that's sort of an empty that you really can't define. And after 9 years of doing this, I've still not ever adapted. That's never something that I feel like I'll ever adjust to. So I see you too, you single parents, and to the stepmom and dads that are really showing up for the kids that aren't theirs.
Yeah.
You're rock stars.
There's a lot of amazing people coming out of this, and we cannot wait to see more of you.
Yeah. So please continue to send in your questions. Honestly, I don't really know what topics we're going to hit on in these next few weeks. It sort of feels like this is, I don't even know what to call it right now. The cloud in the sky that's sort of blocking some of the stuff that we're, yes. But we are going to continue to touch on other topics because, you know, we want life to continue as much as normal. So whatever questions you do have, please send them to us because we're, again, going through this with all of you at the same time. We don't always have it figured out, but you do help us with your stories, your questions, also your success stories. You know, they help us find our way through this also.
For sure. We enjoy hearing from all of you. So with that, I think we're out.
Yeah. Hang in there. Stay healthy.
I know that we've been doing the she said, but today was a little bit more of a just jump on and check in with everyone. So we'll be back on it next time.
Yeah. New topics coming up soon. You know, one thing we do have time time to do some more podcasts. So we're just going to like throw them all in here in these next, no, I'm just kidding. We'll get a few in. We'll get a few in these next few weeks. So hang in there, stay healthy. Thanks for tuning in. You guys are amazing. And we're so grateful that you're here, and chat soon.
See ya.